Gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. And the question is as follows. It's a bit of an introduction. It's something to think about. Okay, we know there's Lag BaOmer this week. Lag BaOmer this week. So why do we celebrate Lag BaOmer? So the conventional understanding of the great Simcha there's two main reasons. One is because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. The 24,000 Talmidim stopped dying. Okay, that's certainly. That reason itself requires a bit of answer, because the fact that a tragedy stops, is that necessarily a reason? It was a terrible tragedy. So the fact that a tragedy stops, is that a reason for celebration? Not so posh. But the other reason is that people, the general understanding, that's why Meron comes into the pictures, because it's that probably Reb Shem Bar Yochai was Nifta, and it's probably the day that he revealed, may or may not have revealed, the secrets of the Torah on that day. But it's very closely associated to Reb Shem Bar Yochai's Yahrzeit. Okay, so that's a well-known reason. Thing is that, and that's why there's tens of thousands, I don't know how many people are going to go this year, but generally on... Okay, so the question is as follows. And Chassam Sofer, when he looked at this, he was sitting in Pressburg, and he heard about this great pilgrimage in this ghost thing in Meron. He said, at the Yahrzeit, he said, generally, what do we do on a Yahrzeit, generally? What do we generally do on a Yahrzeit? We fast. Yahrzeit is a fast day. We don't know, it's very foreign to us, that we celebrate on a Yahrzeit. Moreover, what goes on over there, the dancing, the this great partying, all that, it sounds very, where does it all come from? Where does the great Simcha Lag BaOmer come from? Where does it all come from?
The Torah was
given on that day?
Kabbalah's
Torah.
It's built from the remaining six Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Okay.
No, I understand, definitely. But I think that the question is that the incredible... we don't find anywhere else such a... this unlimited simcha, this great... Where does that come from? Yahrzeit generally is a...
Wasn't that high school request before you
know? And if so... It's a foreign concept. To get that things off, yeah, that is a reason to celebrate. Okay, so Chassam Sofer asked those questions, and it really resonates with me. He said, well, we don't really find such a thing, and people are a fire, what is that? Come. And Chassam Sofer asked, it's one of those Chassam Sofer that Chassidim don't like to, they don't like it so much, and some, and because he's like questioning, you know, the whole parting. Chassam Sofer come and gives a different answer. And it's not such a well-known reason, it's not such a well-known answer, but that's what he says. He says, because of these questions, that Lag BaOmer, this whole partying, this celebration, is very, you know, there isn't Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole simon with the Yahrzeit. It's a tanesim, it's a days of mourning. We don't find days of simcha on a Yahrzeit. Therefore, Chassam Sofer suggests, he says, he makes a calculation. I mean, the calculation comes out that the day that after Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the Yidden starting receiving the mon came down, that was on Lag BaOmer. He calculates it. It happens to be, there's a bit of a kasha from a Gemara and Peizayin in Shabbos, that it doesn't seem to stim so much with the Gemara. But he calculates that the day that the Yidden received the mon for the first time, after being hungry for a few days, after running out of the matzah, no more matzah, we still got boxes. What about you? We still got boxes. Boxes. You got too much? Boxes. Yeah? Pardon?
Had some today.
Yeah, so boxes. So the head ran out of matzah, 3 days they were hungry, the mon comes down, when is this? On Lag BaOmer. Says to himself, oh, now I understand the great celebration. On Lag BaOmer, nothing to do with Reb Shem Bar Yochai, nothing to do with the Zohar HaKadosh, nothing to do with any of that. No, that's very foreign to us, that's alien, that's not. He said, the reason why we celebrate Lag BaOmer, because that's the day the mon came down. Full stop. So far, these are the words of Chassam Sofer. Now comes my question. Now, so far, so good, very great. I thought about, so this is Chassam Sofer, the whole celebration of Lag BaOmer is mon-related. Okay, now comes the question. Okay, so I understand that Yidin Mitzrayim, you know, very happy, you know, after not eating for days and only having matzahs for weeks, you know, you celebrate coming to eat something, you know. But, so I understand they were celebrating, I understand they were excited, but, question is, now, what's going to do with us? Why are we, according to Chassam Sof, why are we celebrating the day the monk came down? What does that give us? Why are we now, in the year 5782, celebrating the day the monk came down for the first, in the Midbar? Why does that cause us celebrations? And I don't know the answer.
We said
Dayenu. Yeah, I'm allowed to ask a question, no?
We said Dayenu.
That what? The monk came down, and we are celebrating. If Hashem would have just given us that, yeah? Yeah,
it was a dayan.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good deal. But I want to understand, why are we celebrating the Yiridus Hamon? And that's my question of the day. Shows Hashem love for us. See, I was thinking along those lines. But see, the thing is, if the Hamon wouldn't have come down, they would have died from starvation in the very literal sense. Is that a sign of love? It's just a sign of sustenance, you know. Any suggestions, Rabbi Yisai? Why are we celebrating in Zaman? I don't know. Anybody has got any thoughts? Please, I don't know.
Isn't a famous question? Is they have a Zeichel or not? In general?
Cool.
Except for that.
So therefore, what are you saying?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
So you're connecting to that perhaps because there's no.
Am I not correct? There is a question about that?
There is, yeah. There is talk about that, yeah.
So
you're saying it's not just in that. That everybody who. Right, so see, now that applies to every generation. Okay, we need to polish that, but that's something to think about. Very nice, very nice. Very nice. Very good. Yes, that it's got to do with the promise that everybody who learns Torah will be looked after. That's within the celebration. Okay, something to think about. Rabbi Yisai Siman Mem Beisiv Gimel Suda the Azman Levitza Beit Tefillin. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about the Tefillin bag in greater detail. And we're going to investigate the halachas of the Tefillin bag. I know I may have said something last week, which is not exactly what... Let's see. So, Siman Mem Beisiv Gimel, Suda, which is a bag, basically. In this context of it, means a bag. The Azman Elemetzah B'Tefillin. L'Oilam. So, I've got a Tefillin bag, which is used for holding Tefillin. I'm using that Tefillin bag to hold the Tefillin. L'Oilam. Always. Been my Tefillin bag for years. Vetzor beit tefillin chadzimna, also lemeitza beizuzei. What we're learning now, Rabbi Yisai, that if I have a tefillin bag, which I've even used chadzimna, he says, even only once, also lemeitza beizuzei, I'm not allowed to use it for coins. The concept that we're learning over here now is that if I've got a tefillin bag which is designated for tefillin, then it's got kedusha. And it's considered a kedusha item. A kedusha item may not be used for zuzeh, for coins. This is in contrast to items which are further removed from that. Sifkot Yud Aleph, Mishnah Berurah mentions v'tikshal talis. Is that if it's a tekshal talis, if it's a bag, the talis bag is further removed from that. Lo mikintash mish kedusha, hasn't got the same level of kedusha. It's not as on the same level. Haktash mish mitzvah, it's considered tashmish mitzvah, and that is more lenient. Lachain, therefore, mutar laniach b'shar dvarim shel choil. You'd be allowed to put in there choil related items. The af. The munach boy gam kein tik shel tefillin. Although, and despite the fact that in the talis bag I also have the tefillin bag, doesn't make a difference. We have a hatik shel talis kim tashmish a tashmish. Vafilu says that that's further removed, and therefore it's fine. So it's true that so we've got over here the tefillin on the highest level. The tefillin bag, therefore, is what is surrounding the tefillin. I'm not allowed to put any coins in there. Okay. Now, if I put the tefillin back in a talus bag, so what happens is that since the talus is only, it's not tashmi kedusha, it's only mitzvah, so the mitzvah is being held by a bag. That bag which holds the talus and simultaneously also the tefillin bag becomes a tashmish. The tashmish becomes a bag of a bag, and therefore you'd have to put in coins in there. So in other words, it's only the bag which directly holds the tefillin, which has got that severity and that kedusha, and you're not allowed to put any coins in any devochol in there. Now, a question which is asked in the poskim. It remains a bit of a discussion. What happens? Let's get this clear. What happens if I put the tefillin bag, which we learn now, the tefillin bag? Now you've got to be really careful with it. What happens with the tefillin bag? If I put a tefillin bag in another surrounding bag, just with the tefillin in there, forget the talus for now. Would that secondary bag? Yes, it's not miyuchfit, and therefore would you allow to put coins in there? Car keys, mobile phone. Yeah, you think so? Does Tashmish is fine? Yeah, is that what you're saying? Yeah. Rabbi Yisai, it's only the first layer of bag which has got a level of Kedusha. If that itself, that bag, that holding, is surrounded by an additional bag, that's considered Tashmish, the Tashmish, holder of a holder, that's a double bag, and that's therefore fine. And here comes therefore the question, Rabbi Yisai. Is it true to say, it's an interesting question, is it true to say that our tefillin bag is the first layer around the tefillin? Is that true?
No.
No! Why not?
The batim.
Because what?
The boxes.
Boxes around the batim. Very true. No, the tzur is not considered, it's only partial, it's very partial, yeah. No, because it's not, no. It first goes to Kedusha itself, that's true, and also it's only partially surrounding it. But the box.
They don't have the
tzur. Yeah, I know, but the tzur itself doesn't have that level of Kedusha.
Are the tzur comparable to Tanis?
Probably, yeah. Don't know for sure, probably, I'd assume so, yeah. But what the poskim say is that you've got the tefillin box. So interesting. So since you've got a tefillin box, so that is the one which is the equivalent of Tashmish to Kedusha. And as you're saying, therefore, the tefillin bag is considered? Yeah. Or Tashmish to Tashmish. And therefore, in theory, don't try it at home, but in theory, you'd be allowed to put coins in there? Perhaps. It's not done, and the menig is to refrain from doing that, but in principle, you'd be allowed to do that.
The other day we said that when you're covering it because of
soil, yeah,
or
that,
you said that
if it's designated, yeah. I know, but here, in terms of this, it's a little bit, this halach is a bit different. Tashmina, it's a little bit different. I know, it's true what you're saying. Yeah. This reminds me a bit of the Bialoch over here. When would you have to make that decision?
Have you made it tonight?
Yeah, you're right, I'm not sure.
If the defendant are already in there, but they're in the box, could you use it for the coins that even dead?
I don't know. Interesting question. Interesting. Yeah, maybe that's good to be there more. Let's carry on. What if you designate this tefillin bag? This tefillin bag, I'm not using it only for tefillin. I'm also going to use it for my tefillin bag. Is not just for tefillin. I'm also using it for my, when I'm going fishing, I'm putting in there my
the worms.
That's right. I'm using it for my fishing worms as well. So you said, look, it's perfect. It's a perfect size. I'm using it for tefillin during the day. In the afternoon, I'm using it for my fishing worms. So if you do that, it's okay. Because then the kedusha is not really chal to a complete extent.
Is it not designed?
Yes, so you're right, and maybe the fishing worm is not a good example. No, there is even if you're allowed to use it for other purposes, the halacha does state that for bizoy you're not allowed to use it. You're right. I agree with you, worms are bizoy. No, because that's the v'chol, that's the average chol coins, nothing wrong with coins. No, but that's not a bizoyin. It's not a bizoyin. There's three levels. There's kadosh, then there's choil, and then a bizoyin. So bizoyin you're allowed to do. But choil, if you make a chol, it's not just going to be for tefillin. So what's a choil example? What's a choil example?
Diamonds.
Yeah, okay, diamonds. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so diamonds. Yeah, so if I'm using it for diamonds, yeah. So fine. So you'd be allowed to do that. The klaf says the Rama, the klaf am uvet l'shem tefillin also lichto v'lov divrei choil. What if you have a klaf? He's changing topic now. What if you have a klaf? A klaf. And you say you're writing on this klaf l'shem tefillin. I'm writing on this tefillin. On this klaf I'm writing some pashas for tefillin. Also lichto divrei choil. You're not allowed to start writing on it in any choil related matter. You're not allowed to do your accounts on it. If I decided to use this klaf for a parsha, I'm not allowed to start writing on it now. It's not necessarily leftovers. It's something which I decided I want to use for parsha. Now, so klaf am over the shem tefillin, also lichtoiv all of divrei choil. I'm not to start to do a choil mat on it. Asmona ki ay gavne leguva kedusha milzei. For such an instance, we have discussed previously asmona milzei lav milzei. This, in this instance of here, exceptionally we learned that hasmona is considered a milzah. Hasmona, the designation for something, is considered serious enough. And therefore, if I decide I'm going to use this klaf for pasha, I'm not allowed to use it for any other matter. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, azmenei v'loy tzarbei. How does actually a tefillin bag become designated for tefillin? It needs two conditions. One is azmenei v'loy tzarbei. You need a designation. This tefillin bag is going to be used for tefillin, so it needs a designation, oy tzarbei, and it needs also that you've actually used it once. So azmenei v'loy tzarbei, if you have designated it but you didn't actually use it, oy tzarbei v'loy azmenei, so you either used it or you need to use it and designate it. If you only did one of the two, designation or using, then shorle meitzer bezuzi, I'll put the coins in it. What we're learning is very simple. You need two conditions for it to become kodosh and for it to become unusable for choil matters. It's designation. I'm using this for my tefillin. I'm making a point of it. I'm writing on it. You know, this is for tefillin. Designation. And additionally also, it needs to be used at least once for tefillin. I must be using it for tefillin once. Intention and use. If I didn't do both, in other words, if I only designated it and never used it, or I used it once randomly, but I didn't designate it for tefillin, if that's the case, if both conditions don't apply, then the halach would be, you'd have to put the choil matter inside it, because both conditions didn't fulfill. Interesting question, but halach, and we'll finish off with that. What's the halach, Rabbi, if you've got a large tefillin bag, and the tefillin only reach one end? Very interesting shaila. So we're learning now that tefillin make the bag kodosh, if I may use that expression. But what if the tefillin only reach one side of the bag, and the other side of the bag has never touched the tefillin, but it's the same bag? Problem or no problem to put coins in there? Problem? Why? It's the same item you're saying, it's the same bag. Yeah, I want to put it on the other side. So the argument is, it's the same bag. That's what Mr. Billings says, same bag. So, should be a problem. You could argue, what do you mean same bag? It's never touched the tefillin.
Same bag, like a suitcase. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't have a compartment. Would it make a difference if it had a compartment?
Yeah, it's good, because the halacha goes there. What are you suggesting? Spot on. So the Bialocha says if it's a different compartment, then it's certainly, you could argue that it's not the same. But even without a compartment, Bialocha is suggesting that it could very well be lo mikritzoichat tefillin, and he wants to be matir. He's not 100% sure, but it sounds like he's going that direction. That even if it's a separate compartment, even if it's even if it's one compartment, he wants to suggest that perhaps it doesn't the Kedusha doesn't reach the other side, which never touched the tefillin. But he leaves that as a bit of a question mark. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, that's it for this evening. Best is, I suppose, what's the best way to go about the tefillin to avoid any problems? What's the best way to do it? If you want to keep, like, stock of vouchers, and you want to keep your car keys, you want to keep a siddur, even what do you do?
It's time for
tzedakah. I know, but it's still considered money. It's not a double kodesh. It's choil. It is choil.
Even though I know.
Yeah. It's still choil.
Where's my money? I might use my own shopping.
Yeah, it's still choil. It's a currency at the end of the day. Yeah. The plastic bag. That's right. That's the way to do it.
Or
even the talis bag is fine as well. As long as it's not a bizoyan, you'll have to put it all in the talis bag. So yeah. So even if you want to put your phone, your car keys, your I don't know. Some people need an alarm clock. I don't know. It's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with it. As long as it's not bizoyin, it's fine.
It doesn't seem to me as a very
respectful. Yeah.
Respectful.
What about siddur? Are you okay with the siddur?
Siddur's fine because that's already
the part of davening. Yeah, the mice say it looks like if it's in the plastic bag, it's a tashmish, which is fine.
I get
why. Yeah. No, luckily, there's nothing really wrong with it. Doesn't sound right. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll continue with Shem tomorrow.